Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central.
It's the In Wheel Time car talk show. Ahead, Conrad has the popular This Week in Automotive History. We're going to get you updated on the stories making car news this week. Howdy, along with Mike, Out of This World Mars, King Conrad DeLong. We need more Jeff Zinke.
We do.
I'm Don Armstrong. Glad you could join us today. We do not have a guest scheduled for this segment. And Mars gets all panicky. Oh, my gosh, I don't have a guest. I said, calm down. We can all talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah, calm. Be calm like me, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
yeah. Getting us to shut up sometimes is the problem.
That is the problem. There is no
doubt
about it. Hey,
shout out, Terry Emmons checked in online with us, NHRA world champion.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
So,
well, congratulations, and thanks for joining us this morning.
The moving Wally.
Yeah, the moving Wally. That was pretty funny,
was
I have to admit.
Great stuff.
Yeah, we did an interview with them, if you're not familiar with that. And all of a sudden, we're looking, and behind Jerry is a Wally, a championship trophy from NHRA, moving behind his head. And it was brought on by another Wally that was being pushed behind. So here's all these Wallys being pushed behind his head. We thought it was pretty funny.
I still think it is.
It's great.
Hot Rod Power Tour. This is something
just announced.
Yeah, and so. Let's see, world's largest traveling car show, Hot Rod Power Tour, driven by Continental Tire, returning to early summer, taking place Monday, June 13th through Friday, June 17th. And I thought, man, I'd put in for vacation a couple of weeks after that. I bet I could move it. But I ran across one. Now I can't find it. That there's going to be a regional kind of a Hot Rod Power Tour, but not sponsored by Hot Rod. And I can't remember where it starts and where it ends, but it's like a week-long thing.
Victoria.
Tour of Texas.
It'll
pop up on Facebook.
Tour of Texas.
No, not Power Tour. Hot Rod Tour.
Hot Rod Tour of Texas. It starts in Victoria. And
listen to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had him on the show.
Yeah.
We had him on the show talking about
was
it.
Was I here?
Unconscious again?
You slept through that one.
And so I'm thinking, well, now that would be really up my alley.
It sure would.
Well, and Conrad was talking about trying to get his car fixed he could go on it.
Try and get the car fixed.
We could go together.
Oh, wonderful. That'd be just great.
And we talked to him.
You bring the red pumps, and I'll bring the thong.
Oh, God.
We're being recalled on Monday.
That's not what I had in mind. He drives his car. I drive mine. Mm-hmm. So when I put my red pumps on, nobody else can see them but me. But there's that.
So, yeah. Will you
actually have your car ready for that?
I'm going to have to get the car. I have to get the car towed over to the shop.
We know that. We've been dealing with this with you for over a year.
Just a matter of doing it.
January 15th, 2022 at 9:32. I'm going to write that down. Conrad will have car ready.
For the Hot Rod Tour of Texas.
So, when is that? Do you know?
The Magic Book does.
The Magic Book.
I want to say it's April.
Mm-hmm. Mars, do you still buy those things?
I just bought a brand new one for 2022.
There you go.
Hot Rod Tour of Texas is the 29th, 30th of April.
April.
29th through 30th.
What's 29th awesome? And 30th, 2 days? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It rolls on into April 1st.
When is NHRA?
The weekend before.
Okay.
April. When is NHRA? The week before?
Week before. Our broadcast will be on the 23rd.
So we don't have anything on that following weekend.
No,
so
no.
So in other words, Conrad and I could do this thing, and you leave you two to fill the time here on the In Wheel Time
Car Show. Yeah, because I talked to Bobby about, you know,
Sparkman.
How could we figure out a way?
Who's Bobby?
Bobby Sparkman.
He's the guy in charge.
Yeah, and about us trying to do a remote, but.
Because we can't even get this show on the air.
But then we'd have an excuse. But anyway, the problem is because of the way they're scheduled to go to the racetracks, and there's a big drive-in movie going on. I think it's Friday night that we got invited to. And, I mean, there's lots of stuff. It'd be a blast to go. But because they start moving out so early the next morning, everybody would be gone.
Be move, yeah.
We'd be sitting there twiddling our thumbs.
Kind of like it is today.
Yeah, but we could wave at them as they go by.
Have they decided the movie?
I don't know.
I know Don would vote for Hollywood Nights.
Yeah, probably.
Turk.
There you go.
Turk.
Tyke, I'm hot. I'm bothered already. Come on, Tyke. I'm ready.
Boy.
Let's go.
Oh, I pulled that string. I know, Conrad, you knucklehead.
April the 29th, Hot Rod, Texas. Okay, I'm writing that down so I don't forget. Of course, watch me put this piece of paper in with all these other ones.
Yeah, throw it out.
Hot Rod, Texas. Okay. Do they have a website or a Facebook page or something?
Yeah, Facebook page.
They're
linked on the Facebook page.
Hot Rod Tour of Texas.
Hot Rod Tour of Texas.
Not Power Tour.
I got it.
I'm talking to Conrad, though.
Oh, I don't know why. Nobody else is.
I know. And he didn't. Yeah. Okay.
So Hot Rod Power of Tour. Okay. So anyway, back to the real Hot Rod Power Tour, which is Motor Trend, Hot Rod Magazine.
Yeah, there'd be thousands of cars on that.
Yeah, thousands. 6,000 vehicles.
Whoa.
So when the first car leaves, you could still be in bed by a couple of hours and then get up and join the back of the line.
We still could do the show
and interview them as they go by.
Ultimately, the tour is followed by, remember the, what was the cartoon used to end with the little guy pushing the broom and cleaning up behind? There are...
Ant and the Aardvark?
There are repair vehicles that follow the
Chase vehicles,
power tour.
Yeah.
To go around in case
it's
your
like
vehicle
behind
didn't
the Clydesdales when the parade.
Well, there's also the Hot Rod Drag Week. Now, I'm not going to go and tear my car up on a drag strip.
Different kind of drag.
Yeah. Well, there's that kind of drag. Mm-hmm. That's going to be in the fall, September 18th through September 23rd. Wow.
6,000 cars.
Yes. 6,000 cars participating in this combination, I think. But let's see. Kickoff day for the Power Tour is Monday, June 13th in Memphis at Memphis International Raceway. Then on day two, they go to Nashville Super Speedway.
Do you know how long a drive it is from Memphis to Nashville?
No.
About 5 or 6 hours.
How fun. Day three, then they go to the Hoover Met Complex in Hoover, Alabama. And then on Thursday, they'll be at Pensacola Fairgrounds in Pensacola, Florida. And then on day five, Atlanta Motor Speedway in Hampton, Georgia.
Oh, that'd be cool.
The whole thing would be cool.
Driving around Atlanta.
But, you know, I've got a Corvette, a 20-year-old Corvette. There's nothing special about it.
It's a low-mileage, beautiful car that the cover has blown off of outside in this high wind.
Has it really?
Yeah.
It's on the side? I don't have the ground strap on it, so whatever.
And there's a tree laying on top.
No, there's nothing on it.
Don't say that.
The tree trimmers are out there.
Yeah, they are. I can hear them.
So, at any rate, that would be fun, but I just don't have the car for that.
Well, do the Hot Rod Tour of Texas. That'll be fun, too.
That'll be fun, yeah.
Maybe you can get them to put Hollywood Nights in the movie.
In the movie?
Yeah, well,
the drive-in theater.
Yeah. They actually put a poll out for what movie would you like
Lawrence.
To see.
I could quote parts of the movie.
Well, you could be on stage.
That's the problem.
What is that movie? The people get up on the stage and
Rocky Horror Picture.
Yeah, it'd be just like
throwing toast. Oh, hey, I used to go to Rocky Horror Pictures.
Yeah, I can't tell. Why don't I not? Yeah,
I made my wife watch that once. She ain't got over it yet.
What was that Mystery Science Theater?
So much better. Oh,
I think we should do that.
There's a live version of it in Houston.
So, I know. We should do that with an old B-rated car movie of some sort.
Reefer Madness.
Would we be participating in that, or would we just be commenting on that?
Harold and Kumar.
I've said enough.
So... I think that we really should start doing more of these kinds of these kinds of segments at least once a show, because they're just as fun as getting serious about racing or car shows.
Oh, yeah.
But see, when I do the reviews from my end of it, I learn off of that, and I learn from what you guys do. So it's
and we learn from what you give us.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you're the good. You know you're the tire aficionado. And we've not had we've not actually had a tire
segment. Tire show on.
Well,
we need to
just wait for my
getting
review,
a little
there's
tired.
There's a little tire. Well, you know what, Beck, you're talking about that in this wintertime and kids tobogganing and sledding and snowmobiling
right here in Houston.
Well, in other parts of the country, but we used to. My dad used to put us in a big tire and roll us down the hill in the summertime. And you know what? Those were good years.
Oh, gosh. Another one that you had to really go a long ways to get that.
Somebody laughed at that. We just haven't figured out who.
Oh, maybe somebody like George Skelton.
Yeah, George, comment if you like that one, please.
Yeah. So Chevrolet released the new Silverado EV. But they gave their first viewing of it at the Consumer Electronics Show.
But you say they released it. They showed it.
They showed it.
Because they haven't released it to public. Yeah. You can buy it.
So the first time they showed it was at the Consumer Electronics Show. And they say it's going to match the performance of the conventional pickup. It's going to have a 400-mile range because it's got a new type of that Ultium battery pack that's in it. And it's set to go into production early next year. It'll be GM's second battery-powered truck and the leading edge of 30 vehicles to be released by 2025 that will be all electric.
Didn't
by
Buzz
General
say
Motors.
He put a deposit on that? Or is that a
yes.
different one?
He said he put a deposit
Buzz
on it.
Buzz Tiberius.
You know, GM's first electric truck is going to be the GMC Hummer EV, which just recently went on sale last year for $112,000,
wow.
which is their top tier. They're going to have three tiers of the vehicle.
Who's going to sell it?
It's going to be sold through GMC truck stores, but it is going to be called the Hummer.
And there's only one model, and that's
well,
it.
Well, there's going to be three models, but initially the initial sales are only going to be the premium high-level model. So it's going to start from the mid-70s and go up to 112, but the $112,000 truck's the only one they're going to sell initially.
But they're all three models are all electric.
All electric.
The vehicle itself is designed to be electric.
Only electric, right. And it is built on that GMC, what's called the skateboard platform.
Yeah.
So the whole electric component drivetrain is the chassis underneath, and they can just pop different bodies on top of it, which is what they're going to do with the Silverado EV. It is going to be a Silverado pickup truck that's going to have a frunk. So it's going to have a front-mounted trunk.
Yeah.
There's not going to be anything up there but storage space, which is going to be kind of neat. The design of it, you could see the familiar look of a Chevy Silverado, but the front end is a little bit more compressed.
Squattier, shorter.
So speaking of which, let me interject something here, and I've been meaning to throw this out to you guys. So let's just use Lexus as an example, okay, with that great big overpowering ugly grill up front. It's huge.
I'm not listening because it's actually growing on me.
Okay.
That
well, me. 20 years later.
Yeah.
So this great, big, huge, ugly grill, so they're going to go all electric. They don't need the grill. Now
correct.
What? Now what are you going to do?
They do like the Mach-E Mustang. They just
paint
it black across there and do
that's
nothing.
Really ugly.
Just paint it on, you know, because they don't
paint
need
what the, on? The grill?
The blacked out shape of, you know, because Lexus has built
make
their
a decal
brand
out of it.
Yeah just built redesign
their brand
it all together.
On that
better yet,
front
why don't you just make it look like a Black Widow spider with that hourglass looking red thing in the because that's what it looks like.
Yeah, that'll work too.
And you could have Elvira promote it.
Oh Elvira,
you know,
dating yourself.
But, you know, we're talking about electric trucks. You know, Ford announced the F-150 Lightning, and they have taken over 200,000 reservations for the F-150 Lightning to the point that their original production build was going to be 80,000 trucks.
I heard this, yep.
They've increased, I think we might have mentioned this last week as well, they've increased their production for the 22 model year to 150,000 of those F-150 Lightnings. So they're seeing the market there. Tesla has 400,000 deposits on the Cybertruck. Now, I'm not real sure that's a pretty truck.
It's not, but they just pushed back
its delivery date.
Production to 2023. It was supposed to be this year.
And there are 10 more battery-powered electric trucks on the way, Rivian being one. What was the Bollinger?
Bollinger's
They're out of back. They're out of business.
Bollinger just announced they're out of business?
I think so.
Well, they just announced they are not going to do a retail vehicle. They are only going to do fleet vehicles. So that may be the way to go out of business. I'm not real sure. There'll be two versions of the Silverado EV. There will be a WT, a work truck, probably painted white. And 7 years from now, the paint's going to peel off of it. I'm not... Sorry, I'm just being a snob.
Well, if you just joined us, we had a whole segment on our first hour. We talked about the Chevrolet van that you see still today, and if they're painted white, chances are that the paint is peeling off of it, and it has been for, what, 20, 30
years?
He's
in one.
I'm in one. And so they're going to sell that work truck at a substantially reduced price, and it's going to have the less performing powertrain underneath it, and then they're going to have the RST, which currently on the Silverado, I think RST is one of their upper-level vehicles, and the RST is going to be the initial sale of the Chevy Silverado EV. The RST is going to be able to haul up to 10,000 pounds, tow up to 10,000 pounds, and haul 1,300 pounds on the vehicle. It's going to have a 200-kilowatt-hour battery. They're saying...
I don't know what that means. What does that... A 200-kilowatt battery.
They're saying 400-mile range.
But seriously, so, do you... I mean,
Buzz could tell us, and I will do a segment on that next week.
What's the easy translation?
How much power, horsepower? Horsepower. I mean, how much power is available?
6.2 liter,
But I want to know about the capacity of the battery. How long is the battery going to last?
400 miles.
They say 400 miles, but that depends on how you work it.
Current correlation between the kilowatt.
Yep.
Right.
Right.
I don't know kilowatts to hours.
I thought kilowatt was the little guy that worked for.
That's ready kilowatt.
Ready kilowatt. Well, this is ready to go 400 miles.
Okay. So they say, as long as you don't take it over 5 miles an hour. Right.
And they're also saying using the publicly available quick chargers, the Silverado EV, you'll be able to add 100 miles of range to it in as little as 10 minutes.
Are those the quick chargers
in 10 minutes, my truck, in 10 minutes, I could add 500 miles of range in it.
And those are the chargers, the quick chargers that have the diesel generator on the back?
Yes, attached to the back of it. And it's going to start at $105,000.
Chump change.
You mentioned the Tesla truck.
So are you through using my computer to hold up your paper?
Oh, yes. Are you still using your computer?
Well, I was till you turned them off.
Okay. Well, here.
It's being recalled.
He's trying to fix our speed problem.
Oh, boy.
We have a speed problem?
Oh, they evidently not that then. They
not
do.
Now.
We're good here. Mike, I've been green here.
He's been green for quite a while. So the Chevy EV, there's all kinds of others that are coming out. Toyota made their announcement on their electric vehicles, and I'm not real sure Toyota is going to be as electric as everybody wants them to be.
No, and Honda has already said, you know, we're gonna pull
jump
back, just yet. We're gonna kind of sit back. Matter of fact,
Stellantis has announced an EV on their.
You mentioned
their
Toyota. May I butt in here?
Sure.
Okay, because Toyota has added a new top end trim for its redesigned 2022 Tundra full size pickup in an attempt to jump into the luxe truck market that had previously eluded it because they chose not to join it.
Well, the 1794.
That
didn't quite get there.
No. So the Tundra Capstone, it will be called, will feature a bevy of standard equipment and luxury flourishes, this written by Larry Valiquette, including 22-inch chrome wheels, chrome grille, side mirror caps and tailgate inserts, automated running boards, a moonroof, and leather trim seats to complement its walnut-accented interior. You ever like walnuts? Do you like walnuts?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you eat them at Christmas time?
Yes.
You have a nutcracker that goes along with it?
Well, I don't use the little soldier nutcracker, but I have a little handheld nutcracker.
Okay. Don't we all?
Actually, one of the places Rochelle worked had a... married to him. actually, one of the places Rochelle worked grew walnuts.
Oh, my God. In fact, the only
non-standard... Send your comments to Jeff at InWheel.
What did I do?
In fact, the only non-standard equipment on the Tundra's new Halo trim level is an optional towing package, according to a spokesperson. Tundra's Capstone Cabin will be the only trim in the lineup to feature acoustic glass on its windscreen. Where'd they get that from, Lexus? Mm-hmm. And front doors to further limit exterior sound. 14-inch touch screen, newly developed Toyota Audio Multimedia System will also come standard. 5.5-foot bed. They did not release pricing. Expected to begin arriving in U.S. showrooms in the spring of this year.
And I understand it's also going to be available with the iForce Max hybrid powertrain that's going to have 437 horsepower and 583 foot-pounds of torque, backed by their twin-turbo V6, which is the only engine available on the new Tundra.
It needs to be, because that gas-guzzling V8 that they've had for decades was
a boat anchor.
Yeah. Isn't Honda and Toyota doing some of the research and the R&D from these open-wheel Indy cars with the electric motors that they've got the two cars per race?
The hybrids, yeah.
The hybrids. Isn't that technology
Well, Honda's actually doing
that?
Yeah, a little bit. Honda more so on the F1 side of things, because they learned a lot in Formula 1.
With the hybrid there.
On the hybrid. Toyota's learning a lot about the hybrids in the Le Mans World Endurance Championship, because they use a similar kind of a hybrid powertrain.
Gotcha.
Which they say maybe in the future of NASCAR is this hybrid powertrain. Oh, God help us. NASCAR is going to be such a mess. NASCAR is going to be such a mess this year.
Yeah.
Because they're going to...
The new design or vehicle.
Yeah, the new car is going to have... It's not going to have five lugs on it anymore. It's going to have one.
Right.
Wheel lock on
it. I like the wheels.
Totally.
I like
it. Knockoffs.
Yeah. Well, pretty much.
Totally different suspension setups in them.
They've been running at Daytona in small packs.
And Dale Earnhardt Jr. has been testing.
Right. Yeah. Well, they're testing. It's
be interesting.
Off-season.
I don't know that he's coming back, but
he's going to do a race or two in Xfinity.
Right.
But he's not going to do the big cup race.
And I'm wondering why. You know, he's got
stay fresh.
Well, yeah. But
I read an interview that somebody had with him. Yes, I know. And he said, you know what? I had my time. It was fun. But I went out there pretty much and risked my life every weekend. Yeah, and that was the main thing. He says, look, I don't need to do – and he doesn't. He doesn't need to do that.
Yeah, and when you drive hurt in NASCAR, you're hurt.
And he never had, my opinion – the catastrophic wrecks some other people did. I remember
that
Michael,
you know of, because he did admit that he did drive with concussions.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, that's kind of a given. But you know, I remember Michael Waltrip on one of the short tracks hit like the corner of the gate and ripped the whole front of the car off, and you could see his legs out there, and he walked away from it.
Yeah.
So you know, but other people, you know, Rowdy Bush,
he
got real tore up at Daytona 1 year. Yep. So I'm sure that's a big reason why Earnhardt's not wanting to race the big races.
She's got a comment. You got a comment.
Hi, Suze. Everybody says hello. They see your little head pop up there.
Yeah. She was just feeling a little insecure. She had to get a little rub.
Get a little love.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So can I do the real headlines now?
Sure.
Do you have something else?
Well, I always have something else, but go ahead.
You all, that you do.
I come prepared, Don. I have two pages of headline news, and you touch most of them. So
the number of
Don't touch me there.
The number of used vehicles sold in the U.S. in 2021 hit an all-time record, according to Cox Automotive, bolstered by a robust spring selling season that analysts say may not be easily repeated. Cox Automotive estimated the overall used vehicle sales for 2021 were 40.9 million, an increase of about 10% compared to 2020. Of those, an estimated 22.2 million were retail sales, vehicles sold to consumers by dealerships and other retailers such as Carvana. That also was an all-time record, Cox said, and reflected an increase of nearly 13% year over year. But I keep hearing and keep reading that this whole used car thing is going to collapse as far as, you know, these outrageous prices and crazy stuff. I had somebody tell me the other day about a 3-year-old car that they had, a truck, and that truck they were offered as much money for that truck as a brand new one. Here, take the new one. What? We want your used one.
Wow.
Yeah. I've seen several people talk about that in some of the truck forums.
Yeah.
1 or 2 years old, they're depending on how it's optioned. You know, but some places they are
giving
getting
them,
what
giving
they
them
paid
sticker for them from when they bought them new.
Yep.
The crazy thing is when the market turns, Lord help the guy who's got 200 of those in his inventory.
Yeah.
Because they're going to
the
get buried.
Ones.
Yeah, on the used side of things.
Well,
and
speaking
the dealer
of,
will be upside
speaking
down.
Of used vehicles, GM this spring will launch Car Bravo.
I heard that too.
A shopping platform designed to boost used car sales through GM dealerships, according to the automaker. Steve Carlisle, president of GM North America, with Car Bravo, GM aims to increase used vehicle volume as companies such as Carvana and CarMax absorb used vehicle share. Announcement comes about a year after Ford started a used vehicle platform called Ford Blue Advantage.
About once a week, I get a flyer in the mail. Jeff, we want to
buy your car.
We want to buy your Cadillac.
Along with... we want to sell you an auto.
Come by and see what we got is what they're saying.
One thing I am noticing traveling the area is it seems like dealers are increasing their new car inventories. It seems like they are starting to get more vehicles. And I'm going to say Ford more than anybody else. I don't know why, but it seems like Ford's new car inventory is beginning to grow.
I flew over the VW lot there at the ship, Jim.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it is completely full. Full of VWs.
So they're just waiting to get them
shipped out. Is it all VWs or is it Audi?
No. It's Audi VW.
Yeah.
That's there, but yeah. Well, I'm glad to see that because they've got some, you know, Volkswagen, I like that Atlas. I think that's a cool vehicle. And then the Atlas Sport with the tilt-back glass, good-looking truck.
And the commercials for the Hyundai are good-looking vehicles, too.
Compact Ford Maverick was named the 2022 North American Truck of the Year, while the Bronco was named Utility Vehicle of the Year, and the Honda Civic took Car of the Year honors. It's the second straight year Ford has earned two of the three NACTOY, which stands for North American Car and Truck of the Year awards, and marks the third win for the Civic since the awards were introduced in 1994. Winners announced Tuesday were selected through a three-part voting process by a jury of 50 automotive journalists, unlike that moronic chick that we had on not that long ago that said, oh, well, these are the ones that won. And then I ask her the question, well, who decided that these were the cars?
I did.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? What? Who are you?
Needless to say, we will not be having her on the air.
No, she will not be on this air, not if I'm here. 50 automotive journalists from U.S. and Canadian media. The vehicles were picked from three finalists in each category revealed in November. What are y'all talking about? Me again?
Sure.
Making fun of me?
Yeah, why not?
So Dodge Challenger outsold both the Mustang and the Camaro for 2021.
Dodge, why? Yeah.
Maybe just because of inventory.
Yeah, probably.
They sold 54,314 Challengers, and a Mustang only sold 52,414.
Do you know how old that Challenger design body is now?
404.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 04.
And really hasn't gone through any real visual changes.
Well, I mean, taillights, headlights, stuff like that. But far as the body is concerned, it's the same one.
But they did the right thing when they brought it out because it was out as a reinvention of the 1970 Challenger.
It still is sexy and looks good. Mm-hmm. I like that car.
And then who was the number one U.S. auto producer last year? Toyota.
Oh, yeah.
Toyota outsold General Motors for the first time in history. Toyota sold 2.33 million vehicles, clinching the top spot in the market for the first time, despite the chip crunch.
Yeah. Well, that's not a surprise to me. Is it a surprise to you?
They were probably hoarding
really.
Them. They were hoarding
Well, you know, because you got to think at Toyota, you're talking Toyota and Lexus together. But at GM, you're Cadillac, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and... Oldsmobile Pontiac.
By the way, you know, I have to say that we completely blew past this week in auto history.
I know. We'll plug it in.
We'll plug it in next hour. All right. Well, that's it for this hour of the In Wheel Time Car Show. Hour number three is going to start right after these brief messages.
You're invited to the event of the year. The Houston Auto Show and Houston Boat Show are getting hitched. January 26th through the 30th at NRG Center. The Auto Show and Boat Show unite for the first time ever. Take a test drive. Board your dream boat. Check out the latest and greatest models. One ticket gets you into two great events. The Houston Auto and Boat Show. January 26th through 30th at NRG Center. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
Because of inclement weather, the Tailpipes and Tacos December Cruise-In was canceled. Darn it. But when it returns in the spring, expect a new and exciting way to enjoy the gathering. Tailpipes and Tacos is Houston's unique Saturday morning cruise-in, and with a new quarterly format, you'll have more time for car mods and to get ready for cruise-in trophies. Yep, you can compete for best hot rod, best classic, and more. And the top car will be featured on a full-size poster that will be used to promote the next event. Bragging rights are guaranteed here. Tailpipes and Tacos wants to thank all participants and visitors who made the event an exclusive fun gathering of unique cars, trucks, hot rods, and lots of muscle. And we know you'll enjoy it even more in 2022. Tailpipes and Tacos will still be held at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy, just south of I-10 at Kingsland Boulevard on 99 the Grand Parkway. Stay tuned right here to the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show, and we'll tell you the exact date for the next event. Until next time, be sure to visit the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy, where you'll find the best fajitas this side of California. Is your business or company looking to stand out in a crowded advertising market? Looking to reach the real auto enthusiast? Well, you found it. You're listening or watching In Wheel Time, and so are your fellow enthusiasts. The In Wheel Time Car Show now reaches 500,000, and we can put together a marketing plan that will engage them in your product, business, or service. To get the tires rolling, just shoot us an email to our marketing director, Jeff Zekin. His address is jeff@inwheeltime.com. That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart Podcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.